This farm boy from Illinois thought he'd received the prime spot for anyone who would serve in the military. On December 7, 1941, though, he found himself surrounded by events that will live in infamy. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Sterling Cale was born in 1921 and grew up on a 1,000-acre farm outside of Galesburg, Illinois. He had plans other than farming, though, once he graduated high school.
The recruiting sergeant came down from Chicago, Illinois, and said, "Anyone want to join the Navy?" And I said, "I want to join the Navy." He said, "What you want to do?" And I said, "I want to go to Lakehurst, New Jersey, and lighter-than-air training in the dirigibles." But unfortunately, the Hindenburg came in 1937. Blew up and burned. The Navy canceled the program.
He instead went to San Diego to the Hospital Corps School. He graduated second in his class and got to choose anywhere in the world he would like to be stationed.
Well, I was a farm boy from Illinois, but I remembered there was a little island 2,000 miles off of the United States called the Territory of Hawaii, and I heard they have beautiful girls there. And I said, "Hell, give me Pearl Harbor."
He arrived at Pearl Harbor in November of 1940, over a year ahead of that fateful day. Sunday, December 7th, 1941.
On Sunday, nobody gets up till 8 o'clock when we have muster, unless they're going to chow or going to church. Then at 8 o'clock, they give us our orders for the day.
That Sunday, December 7th, was different, though. He saw planes swooping over the harbor and realized they were under attack.
I said, "Gee, my God, I don't know what's happening." So I ran back to the receiving station, took the fire axe, broke down the armory door, and started handing out the 03 Springfield rifles.
More of Cale's story from Pearl Harbor next time as we travel the countryside. In Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.